This special series is to help you know and learn about the faith and the service of members who've served and supported Roswell First Baptist for many, many years. And our memory today is with a lady who has supported and served the church for many years, and that is a lady named Mary Ann Ivey. Mary Ann, we appreciate your taking time to spend a few minutes with us.
Well, I appreciate very much your asking me to do this.
Let's just start off by saying, how long have you been a member of Roswell First Baptist?
We've been a member since 1973.
That's a long time ago. Time
yes,
passes fast when you're having fun, isn't it?
Exactly.
One of the unique things about spending this few minutes with you is that you got involved in and serve in a role that is very different than most members of the church, and that is dealing with young people. In short form, tell us what you do and how you do it.
Right now, I am called the child care coordinator, and I coordinate child care from Sunday school through all of the activities of the church. Anytime there's a church activity, I provide child care for the activity, whatever that is. And I have paid staff that love being there, love the children, and are there consistently on a consistent basis for them every time they attend our nursery.
Now let me just make a side note and say that you are talking about helping parents with young children. And the reason that is important, and I want that emphasized, is most of us that have passed that age just don't have any awareness of what you're doing. How many parents in the church do you end up being able to help out in special occasions and on Sunday?
Well, it's an unlimited number because it depends on the activity and the ages of the children involved, because we serve children and parents from the age of birth through 5 years old in the preschool department at our church.
Now, there's another aspect that you're involved in, and I want to ask how this came about. Not only do you work the program for young children during church services and other special occasions, but there's a weekly program that goes on at the church that I think a lot of people don't know about. Tell us about that and how you got involved.
The weekly program was divided into two areas for a long time. Mother's Morning Out, which was run separately from the kindergarten, which was started by Norma Hawkins. And the kindergarten and Mother's Morning Out were separate entities, and the Mother's Morning Out program was only Monday through Thursday, and the kindergarten was every day, the preschool. And now they are called First Baptist Roswell Kindergarten. It's all under one umbrella, and I work Monday through Friday for the preschool in the nursery, in the infant room, and I work on Sundays for the church.
Now, how in the world did you find yourself to become so involved in this program, Mary Ann?
Children and infants have always been a passion of mine to make sure that they are comfortable and happy and cared for. My belief is that parents, when they visit a church, if they don't feel confident and comfortable where their children are and that they're being well taken care of, they won't come back. If they love the pastor and they love the music, if they can't sit in a church service and feel calm and comfortable that their children are taken care of, they won't come back. And the same with the daily kindergarten program. If they don't feel comfortable where their children are, they will take them out and they won't bring them back. The consistency of the staff that I have now is one of the most important things, because children need consistency. They need to see the same face every week because they become attached to people. And when you run a volunteer program like this church did for so many years, there's different people every week, and the children do not know them, and they come in, and the people that are coming in don't know the children, and you have chaos. You have kids crying, and it's chaotic. But now they come every Sunday, and when a visitor comes to visit us, they bring their children, and they meet the one person who is there, or the two people that are there every week with those children the whole time they are in Sunday school and worship service. And the same goes for the preschool program. These same teachers are there every day, which for a child under the age of five, consistency is the most important thing for them. And also that people who are taking care of them love what they're doing and love the children.
I think that's a beautiful description. And with regard to the preschool program during the week, how many children are involved here at Roswell First Baptist?
There are over 100. I don't know how many there were in total this year, but I know in the nursery area where I work, the children start out at age 3 months, and we have them through, take them in our class up to a year old at the beginning of the year, which begins in August. And those children stay the whole year, and we offer 5 days. They can come any of those 5 days or all of those 5 days. And we're there from 8:30 in the morning till 1:15, Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, we're there from 8:30 to 12. So and we had 9 infants this year in our infant class, and they had 12 to 13 children in each of the 2 and 3-year-old classes.
This is absolutely phenomenal, at least for me, to learn about the magnitude of this program and this activity, because on a day-by-day basis going and coming, we just aren't aware of what you all are doing, and it has to be a very special dedication that is on your part and the part of all that are involved.
That's exactly the case. This has always been a passion for me, and you have to love doing this and love being with children and teach them that this is what Jesus is all about. And the ability to be able to present that to them on a daily basis, I'm there 6 days a week, and it's such a blessing for all of us to be able to show Jesus' love to these kids as often as we can and be involved in their lives. And we're involved in their lives from the earliest age, which I think is very, very important. And we want parents to start bringing their children to experience this and to be involved in the love that is shown by Jesus and by the church family as often as we can.
Very wonderful. Marianne, obviously we see sitting here talking to you the dedication and the involvement that you have, but let me ask a question this way. Over the years, what has been the number one thing that has inspired you most to be as involved as you are in this program?
Well, I have seen situations where people do not go back to church because of an incident or discomfort in leaving their children, and the passion for me is to make families and children, or to have them want to come and want to be there, because they're not going to get the nourishment and the encouragement if they don't feel good about where they are and where their children are. And as a mom and a grandmother, I have 11 grandchildren and have raised 4 children, and I know the feeling and what it's like to make sure that your children are happy and taught what they need to be taught and cared for like they should be cared for every time they're in a church.
And then let me make this comment and say that what I hear you saying and what I see happening there is this is a ministry of the church reaching out to people in a very special way. Is that true?
That's very true, because when children are born, we're there, and that is a wonderful experience in people's lives, and we share that with them. And then when their children become children of the Lord, we're there with them also. So it's a life experience, and it's wonderful to get in on it from the very beginning and to be involved in the lives of the families of our church.
Well, I think that's a wonderful description that you've given us of the opportunity and the activity that goes on. And I guess a question I have to ask, if I, as a member of the church but past young children age, wanted to see and know something about the activity, how in the world could I find out and see and hear what takes place there on a daily basis?
You come and visit us. We would love to have you. Children love the the grandparents who come and visit, and you can participate by coming through and seeing and showing interest. We love it when people do that. And I have worked with all ages in the church. I started out in the nursery in 73, went to elementary school, worked there for a while, went to the youth group, worked with the youth group, and then went back to the nursery. I've played handbells at the church since 1975 when we got our handbell group. So I'm involved in all of the activities, and I think I've have acquaintances and friends and people that I love that are all ages in the church, and a lot of them come by and see us, and now they have grandchildren, and they bring their grandchildren down, and even a couple of weeks ago we had someone who I had their children and grandchildren in the nursery, and now they brought their great-grandchildren down there. So it's a multi-generational thing, which is so nice, because I feel being there, I'm involved in lives of people of all ages. So, and I know Norma Hawkins, who started the kindergarten. I had her great-grandson all year in the preschool because her granddaughter, Lauren, is now working in the church. So I was able to be a part of their lives again. So it comes back over and over and over again when you give to the children, and you grow and you stay with them, it gives back to you forever. So it's a great blessing in my life.
And a beautiful experience stated in a very beautiful way. And so we thank you for helping us to learn more about what you do at Roswell First Baptist Church and the memories you have shared with us during this time. Roswell First Baptist Church members have more memories of witness, service, and fellowship like we've just heard. So come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and your love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.